Okay, we're back here with another topic. This is going to be about my email series after somebody has booked me. I've got a lot of emails that I send out to schools, and they all have a reason behind them. So this is, again, we're going to get into marketing in a different module of the program, several different modules of the program. But this is about the email series that people get from me after they book me. So the first email they get from me is an email which is it's a cover email, and I'll have examples in the written materials with this upgrade of the course, but it's an email which has the agreement attached and the invoice attached. And again, this is probably reviewed depending on what order you're listening to things. But I have an agreement and an invoice that I send along to schools. And the reason why I do that is some schools, they expect to sign a contract and they like to hear the word contract. Other schools, they need it to say invoice at the top. And it's literally that, you know, that's all that it is. So I created my own invoice, and then I bought an agreement from somebody else. I forget who, because I wanted an act of God clause in my agreement, which basically says, you know, there's a tornado or something like that, and I can't, you know, show up to do the show, that they're not going to sue me. That's basically what all it's there for. So that first email includes my W-9, which, as I mentioned on another module, is a tax document here in the United States, which has my, in my case, because I'm incorporated, it has my my tax identification number for my corporation. Schools are going to ask for that. They're going to ask for your W-9. If you're working as a sole proprietor or a DBA, or you're not I don't know if an LLC uses has a tax identification number or not, but I know here in the United States, corporations, you have a tax identification number for, again, filing taxes and so forth, and it's separate from an individual's Social Security number. If you're running things as a sole proprietor, just using your name, then you're going to be asked to provide a W-9 with your Social Security number on it. And I incorporated because it gives me massive tax benefits. It reduces the amount of tax. And again, I'm not an attorney. I'm not an accountant. But my accountant assured us that when we incorporated, it was going to save us a lot of money in taxes, and it has. It's more work, but it's got financial benefits. Anyway, that first email is going to include my invoice, my agreement, and my W-9, and a cover email. How you handle your tax situation is up to you. I'm just telling you what I do. So again, that first email has the agreement, the attachment as a W-9, attachment for the invoice, attachment for the agreement. Then the second email they will get a few days later will include a cover email along with a link to my blog. They can use the articles of my blog for the school newsletter. Again, to establish myself as an expert and to help and serve and help these schools. And then 14 days out before the show, they will receive another email that will have my teacher support materials in the form of an attachment. And I went over what those entail in another module, but they will receive my teacher support materials. They will receive my morning announcements. They will receive the flyer they can choose to print out for the school. And they get all that 14 days out. I used to send everything all at once, but I don't anymore because sometimes schools will book me like, you know, 6 months or a year out. And I was finding as the date got closer, they were saying, oh, can you resend the teacher support materials? It's been so long, I lost them. So the first email, I get it as soon as I send it out, as soon as they book the show. The second email, a few days later, they get the blog link. And then 14 days before the show, they will receive my email, which gives them the teacher support materials, the flyer, the morning announcements, and also serves as a reminder, like a confirmation of, you know, here's the date, here's the show times, let me know if I've got anything wrong, you know, the address of the school. And then 3 days out, they will get another email that says, you know, we're coming up on 3 days, we are going to have the shows at these times, here's the address, here's the amount due. Make sure the check is made out to my corporation, Chris Johnson Inc. And for this amount, if there's any disparity or anything that it seems to be against what we agreed on, you know, contact me right away. And then the day after the show, they receive an email from me that has a receipt attached to it, because they will want a receipt for the records very often. Not always, but very often, depending on the school. And I could have the receipt email set to go out on the day of the show. I don't do that because sometimes I get to the school and they say, oh, and I cover this in another module, oh, the PTA treasurer is not here, you don't get your check today, that kind of thing. So there's never any shortage of excuses for schools not to have your check. So I make sure my automation sequence has my receipt email set to go out after the day after the show, so that if they don't have my check, I can cancel it, because I don't want them getting a receipt if they haven't given me my check yet. All these emails are automated, by the way. Then, about 2 days after the show, they will receive an email that will have it's like an article. It mentions an article that I wrote. I'll pick one of my blog articles. Hey, the kids and teachers of your school may find this interesting, and it's like a link to another article. And then after that, and I should also mention too, the receipt email will also include a request for a testimonial. And sometimes they will do that, sometimes they will not. Again, people are busy. Sometimes people will say, yes, I will give you a testimonial, and then they forget and they get busy or what have you. And then the best thing about this email series is that 300 days later, they will get an email that reminds them of who I am and suggests that perhaps we could book something for this year too. And so that email goes out 300 days later, which is about 10 months after the initial booking date. So therefore, that email will hit, theoretically, it will hit right around the time they're starting to consider an assembly presenter for the following year. So, and I book, you know, 5 or 6 shows off of this 300-day later email every year. It's like found money. Like, oh, yes, Chris, we definitely want to have you back again, that kind of thing. Or, oh, yes, I remember we had a great time, that kind of thing. So it's like free money when that happens, and it's all automated. And the idea for the 300-day later email, I got it from Joe Romano. He wrote a great book about school assembly performing. Contact Joe Romano if you want information about that book. I don't know if he still has any copies left or not, but it's a great book. So let's go over that sequence again. So right after they book me, they get a cover email that has the agreement, the invoice, and the W-9. 2 or 3 days after that, they get an email which they are invited to use my blog articles. 14 days before the show's start date, they receive an email from me that has the teacher support materials, a flyer they can print out for the school, morning announcements, and it reminds them of the details of the show, making sure we're all on the same page. 3 days before the show, they get an email which reiterates the start times of the show topic, and of course the amount due for the check. The day after the show, they get an email that has an attachment for the receipt, and then 300 days later, they get an email that has the... a few days after that, they get an email which links to a specific article about my topic that I spoke about at the school that the teachers and students might find interesting. And then 300 days later, 300 days after the initial booking date, they get an email reminding them of who I am, mentioning my other topics, and why they should consider working with me again. That is my sequence, and this is all automated. I use Mago for my automation software. This course is not intended to teach you about email automation, but that is a service I do offer to set up those services and write the emails for you if you'd like. But basically, that's the sequence, and that is what schools get from me. And I also do something very similar to libraries, and I am constantly praised by my clients for my communication, the fact that I run things so professionally, and the fact that I'm in constant contact, and they feel very secure knowing that I'm going to show up, that I'm dependable and businesslike and very professional. So that is something that you definitely want to do. You don't necessarily have to do all the steps that I do. I know a lot of a lot of assembly presenters who no longer use teacher support materials, but I do recommend it for the reasons I talked about in another module. But I do really think that having a sequence like this will set you apart from a lot of the more flaky presenters out there. So that's it. We will pick up with another module.